We like Big Fatty so much that our Gay Days t-shirt, one of the things on the shirt is because of Big Fatty.
Of course.
So when he sees it, he'll love it.
Yeah.
But, you know, so that's how much we like him.
Yeah.
But the other thing Julian and I talked about earlier was that to apologize, you know, formally, Julian said that he would suck on your saggy balls for you during Gay Days. So look forward to that, Big Fatty. And they're big, too.
When did I say this?
Oh, you said it earlier today.
Was I high?
I think you were high off the floor cleaner or something. But you still said it.
I don't remember this.
That's okay. By the time you get done sucking his balls, you're not remembering anything anyway.
Jesus Christ.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Julian said that he would suck on your saggy balls for you during Gay Days.
Of course.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 7 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 1th of June, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got some apologies to make already. And y'all, I've got a list, and on the list is something that'll make you gassy. Yes? Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I have got the TV machine on right now. And y'all, there's a lacrosse game going on. I believe the SCO is 2-2. Or is that 2-2? Ah, Big Fatty, you are so clever. And y'all, it is the Fightin' Irish and the Blue Devils playing in the NCAA lacrosse game. And y'all, Stevie B is at that game. Y'all, they're beating the living shit out of each other with these sticks with the... Oh, dear, Gussie. Y'all, the Words with Friends has been very active today. Unlike the Grinder. Y'all, by the way, if you're on the Grinder, and Larry Clark made me aware of this today. Y'all, if you are on the Grinder and you... And, you know, you find the words and all cover up the picture, and it's very annoying. It's very annoying. Y'all, if you just double-click on the big picture, the words and all disappear. I did not know this. Y'all, all this time I've been missing out on seeing the cute boys. But, y'all, the Grinder, it's asleep. It's taking a nipper nap. But, y'all, oh, dear Gussie. Oh, Lord, there was a little something that came up with that. That was a little peach tea, I think. Y'all, speaking of peach tea, I went to the Publix, and I got some of the oh, dear Gussie. I got some of the peach tea, and y'all, it is quite tasty. It is quite, can you hear that? It is, I don't say one moment, please. I just take a little sip, y'all. But y'all, also along with the peach tea, Big Fatty and Larry Clyde, we were a little sneaky because y'all, we are double dipping y'all, because we got a coupon for a complimentary spicy Chick-fil sandwich. Today, in addition to the one that we're going to get on Saturday. Not Saturday, Friday, with all the folks down there in the Good Days, and y'all. But we sneaked in, and y'all, it was all fancy. It was the complimentary sandwich, and y'all, then they seated us at a special section in the restaurant. It had little tablecloths on it and flowers and a little sign that says, "Reserve for a spicy VIP." And y'all, it was just quite nice, and they would come over. Oh, could I get you a refill on your delicious beverage, Big Fatty? And yes, I would like a delicious refill. And y'all, this is my first experience with the spicy Chick-fil. And y'all, it was not that artificial buffalo flavor. Y'all, you could actually taste the peppers that were used to make the spice. Y'all, it was just delicious. Just delicious. Now, it's not something I would get every time, but y'all, it was just delicious. So anyway, if you've got a coupon for the spicy Chick-fil, y'all, you're gonna enjoy it. And y'all, there was a sign up at the Chick-fil that, you know, because it debuts this coming Monday on the seventh of June. And y'all, if you go to your at least the one here in town, the one here in town, and it may, you know, check with your local restaurant to see if they are participating. But anyway, y'all, if you buy the milkshake Monday nights from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Chick-fil, you will get the complimentary spicy chicken sandwich. Yes, Big Friday. And y'all, who does not like a little fire and ice? Because, y'all, that's the slogan, fire and ice. Now, y'all, on yesterday's show, I was talking about the IMLs last year, and y'all, I have forgotten to mention Tom and Terry, and y'all, I forgot to mention that John guys, and I forgot to mention Noah and Devin. And I forgot to mention, who else was there that I forgot to mention? I've forgotten again, y'all. But I said on yesterday's show, I have forgotten. I feel as if I've forgotten some people. And y'all, those are some of the ones I've forgotten. And I've probably forgotten Mo. And I don't know, I don't remember what Mo looks like, but I'm sure he was a homo. Ah, Red Freddy. But anyway, y'all, so for the love of God, don't ever forget Tom and Terry, because you will get your ass chewed. Ah, you have forgotten us, Big Freddy. And y'all, I shouldn't have forgotten them, because I saw them later at the good days. And, then y'all, I saw them, I'm gonna see them later this week at the good days. And y'all, it's just going to be fabulous. Just going to be fabulous. Except y'all, you know, I know why they're out of sight and out of mind. Because, you know, I can never keep up with which of their places they are at. And y'all, they are staying over. They are not staying at the Poop Century. No! No, we cannot stay at the Poop Century. That is well below our standards. You know, they're staying.
Was it the Grand Floridian?
And y'all, then that Guru Nudie, and Lover Man, they are staying over at the.
We're staying at the Contemporary Motel.
And y'all, that Drusilla Blow Me,
I'm staying at the Polynesian Resort.
And y'all, then Stevie B and Denny, they are staying.
We're staying at the Boardwalk Resort.
Y'all, and you know, there'll be Big Fatty at the Poop Century, and along with Miss Wes and Turnip Head and the Shope Bus and Daniel Beaver. And Joe, y'all, by the way, poor Joe, he's decided that he's going to redecorate the dam, which is, you know, where Daniel Beaver lives, where Daniel Beaver and Joe live. They live at the dam, and, y'all, he wants to decorate it in, I don't know what he wants to do, RL, he wants it all in RL, and, I, you know, so enjoy that RL. Yes, Big Freddy, RL it up. Give him RL. And y'all, I might just add that I suggested to Stevie B that he go see this lacrosse game, and because the boys would have the good legs and be cute. And y'all, so far, I am not incorrect in my assessment, because y'all, it is delicious. And y'all, he sent a picture on the Twitty. He's about 8 rows from the field. And y'all, there was a gaggle of chickens down in front of him. So I'm sure he's taken some scratch corn and put it out so that they'll. By the way, y'all, did I mention that Tom and Terry are going to be at the G'days, because y'all, I don't want to forget mentioning them, because you know you don't want to forget them. No, and I met them last year at the IML. Y'all see, speaking of the IML, the Gravitas is up there this year, and y'all, he had his picture made with that Michael Brandon. And y'all, you all remember the scandalous picture taken of Big Fatty and Michael Brandon. We sort of came face to face, except it was his penis in my face. Oh, Big Fatty, I knew you'd get vulgar. Now, y'all, I've talked about the peach tea. Did I mention Tom and Terry up there in the Chicago's? At least I assume that's where they are. But, and I've mentioned the chicken. Y'all, my tailbone hurts. And I think there's a dirty word for that. It sounds like my cocksucker hurts. And, y'all, and I can tell you what it is. It's from Big Fatty sitting in his computer chair, you know, trying to recline and just sitting improperly in the computer chair. And, y'all, my tailbone is just so... because I hadn't been sitting properly, and I'm playing that Words with Friends, and y'all have got many a game going. There's many a game of it going. However, there are no games going on the grinder. Let me just check that again to make sure I have not received any solicitations on the grinder. No, y'all, somebody wants to have sex now, but they're not speaking to me. But anyway, so what can I say? Yes, Big Patty, keep move the show along. Now, y'all, now that Mr. Larry H.
This just into the BFO VRC Center. Tonight, Wipeout comes back with an early show with couples. Yes!
I don't have that number. I was looking in the iPhone. Yes, Big Fatty, that is the Anata. And y'all, Aunt, I don't have your number. So Aunt, you're gonna have to send me an e-letter with your telephonic device number in it, because I don't have it. And y'all, Aunt's another one of those. See, I told you there'd be somebody I'd forget. Aunt is going to be ignoring Mr. Veda, as you heard. But anyway, Aunt, Mr. Veda's going to be ignoring you because I don't have that number. Yes, Aunt, get on it. Yes, Big Freddy, get on it. The Ramble Redhead, the Ramble Redhead sent me a Twitty. Y'all, and it's some sort of game for your game machine, for your Pong, for your Nintendo, or whatever that thing was called, your Atari. For it is the Wipeout for the game, but y'all, I don't have the game system, so I won't be getting that. Peach tea, delicious. Y'all, I was looking on the computer. Oh, by the way, I've got an update for Arya on the intertubes. I still, at this moment, do not have the intertubes. But y'all, I called the Death Star, AT&T, and I said I'm gonna call them Apu and Poo, cause they're poopy. Yes, Big Patty, they've made you poopy. And y'all, I, you call and you have to talk to the mechanical, and you, what can I assist you with? And I said, cancel service. Oh, one moment, please. We are experiencing high phone traffic. Please stand by. And y'all, it transferred
you. We are closed. We are closed for Memorial Day. But perhaps you could call later on Tuesday. We'll be open. You can't cancel your service today. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
And y'all, so I'm gonna call on later this morning on two. I say Tuesday, and y'all, I'm gonna just give them the finger. Give them the finger, cause y'all, they no, Big Fatty, you have been without the intertubes on a holiday weekend. This is unacceptable, and you're telling me. But y'all, don't forget, by the way, to change your calendars, y'all, cause it is the month of June. June. Or you can just reach right over with your food hook and just rip that May calendar off and it'll be all be good. Now, y'all, I was looking on the intertubes a while back and for the good, what new quiz programs were coming up this summer. And, y'all, I told y'all that Stephen the said that the very last season of the Big Brother, in the UK, it was going to have 100 house guests. Y'all, it just sounds like a mess. It sounds like a pure team mess. Y'all could be all humping each other and everything. I just, no. But y'all, there was some other quiz programs that they didn't have. They did not have dates that they were premiering. But hopefully they'll be coming on. One of them is called Downfall, y'all, and y'all, it is described as a mix of the American's Idol and Deal or No Deal. And y'all, evidently the show is set at the top of a skyscraper, and evidently when you make the wrong choice or something like that, y'all, you go flying down. They release the flow, and you go flying down. You shot yourself. And, y'all, it's called Downfall. And, y'all, I would call it Dirty Underpants is what I would call it. But, y'all, it just sounds crazy. It sounds crazy. Y'all, then there's another one called The Extreme Weight Loss. Now, y'all, I'm not sure. No, I'm sorry. It is a show about extreme weight loss, and it is for people that need to lose 200 or more pounds. Now, y'all, the Ginger Bear would not qualify for that. And, y'all, he's already lost over 40 pounds. But, y'all, this show is called Obese. And, y'all, I don't know. I don't know if any of you in the Tampa St. Pete area are interested in this show, but this past Saturday, the 29th of May, they had auditions for this show called Obese in the Tampa area, because, y'all, evidently there are a lot of obese people in the Tampa area, and you know, you can't make these people travel, y'all. You just cannot make them travel. They get winded. They just get winded. But, y'all, it is unfortunate. It is unfortunate they are not holding the tryouts this coming Friday night at the podcaster meet and greet. Anyway, but, y'all, perhaps they'll be holding an audition out there in the Woodland Hills, y'all, out there at the surface of the sun, because, you know, I'm sure they could find a few people out there that might be able to qualify to need to lose 200 or more pounds. And, y'all, then the wipeout starts later on this summer. But, you know, they're having that preview with the couples. And, y'all, it might as well be called Wipe the Cunt Out, I believe. Because, y'all, it is all the women going, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. And so there you have it. Now, y'all, I've told you about the male roulette. I'm just looking at all my... Oh, dear God. Y'all, I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but Tom and Terry are going to be with us down in at the G'day's. And, y'all, they're staying at the Grand Floridian, which is, you know, y'all, it is highfalutin. It is one of their places. I'm sure they've got the presidential suite there. And the Guru Nudie, y'all, he's having Vodka Fest at 9 a.m. on Saturday at the Contemporary Motel. And y'all, but the highlight this week down at the Disney is going to be at the podcast dinner. And could we get just a little preview of what to expect, Big Ricky?
Julian said that he would suck on your saggy balls for you during gay days.
Of course.
Well, it's going to be hot and they're going to be saggy.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.